I'm a Blue Crew coach, and part of our philosophy is that we're setting it up for the girls to succeed when they get into high school. And that was one of the things we came in front of the board with, is this would be a great avenue for them to also assist and have it a school-based system.
And I know a number of schools to our south have IESA softball. That's got to be a little bit of a motivating factor, too, that gives some of those programs maybe a little upper hand when they're competing with a program like Mercer County.
Most definitely. Once we get into the Lincoln Trail, it definitely puts us behind the eight ball. We would be able to compete, but it would make it a little bit more difficult.
I thought the one thing that you brought up that was interesting, that I talk about a lot, is the games versus practice ratio. And I know in youth sports, a lot of times that's reversed, where there's way more games than practices, and that can be a detriment to fundamental philosophy. And you said in your presentation tonight, you have it the other way around, more practices in less games. So in terms of that ratio in development and fundamentals, sounds to me like that's pretty important.
Well, the hard thing is when you have a travel ball team, you don't have the practice time that you would the school-based system. We just did the rough numbers, and it looks like you would have 20 practices to 15 games. Just for the basic fundamentals, that would be key for the development of the kids.